outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Well, we've had a very light dusting of snow overnight. Nothing you need to shovel yet. Maybe by the time I get home from work later on tonight, we are expecting some light snow off and on through the day here, and it will definitely be blowing around as the wind picks up out of the northwest throughout the day, too. So roads could turn a little dicey later on here, but all in all, we continue to be lucky in these parts, not having a ton of snow to shovel just yet. But certainly, just about every farm would tell you, we'll take the moisture. I feel it's coming. I feel we'll more than make up for the lack of snow in the coming weeks. I was curious, too, how Mission Ridge is doing out there in the Quapaw Valley, if they've been making snow. And yes, they certainly have. And according to their website, their projected opening now is next Wednesday. That might be a moving target, depending on how they're doing. But last I checked, they thought to be open for skiing next Wednesday. Happy Giving Tuesday. If you're wondering what the heck that is, it started out as a hashtag in 2012 after Cyber Monday. Now, the Tuesday after American Thanksgiving has become one of the biggest days of the year for local charities. And so many are out there doing their thing to help needy families in the community right now. The Salvation Army Christmas kettles are ringing out. Our food bank, of course, doing what they can right now to lend a hand. And our very own Santa's Anonymous, which is back for the 56th year, is one of the most successful programs each and every year. And we admit we couldn't do it without your generosity. Literally tens of thousands of children have been able to wake up on Christmas morning with a gift under the tree from Santa. All thanks to you. And you just simply purchase a new unwrapped toy and put it in any one of our donation bins throughout the city right now. They're only there till next Thursday, December 11th. And if you'd rather we make a toy run on your dime, well, then you can make a cash donation at cjme.com. We'll take care of it for you, too. But applicants for the program have gone through the Salvation Army. And when we opened up registration, in a matter of 2 days, we had 1,500 families apply. And now there's a waiting list. And we need to answer the call. Lieutenant Tim Miller from the Salvation Army told me yesterday, at the moment, we have more kids in need than we have toys.
Every day we're getting phone calls, we're getting emails of families who are struggling and just needing some extra help. It pains us to not be able to help every family in need, because there's just so many families that are struggling right now. We got just over 3,200 kids on our that are registered so far. We've brought in about 1,000 toys so far. You know, we're still quite a ways away. So our hope is, you know, that we'll come over and above what we need, and then we'll start reaching out to those families that are on our wait list and start helping those families
too. So a bit of a gap there between the amount of toys we have and the amount of kids we have. The count had not yet included what you dropped off in bins this past weekend. But we have only one more weekend to count on your support, plus the few days next week leading up to next Thursday's deadline. So we need to cut it off by then in order to get our toy store ready for families to come shop and have a gift for their kids under the tree for Christmas. So we can't pull this off without your help, without Canadian Tire, Sherwood Co-op, Dove House Senior Living, Regina Plumbing and Heating, Industrial Scale, and of course, Taylor Automotive Group. But the biggest help, again, from you. We need donations, new unwrapped toys for a list of the toy bins around the city. They're all mapped out at cjme.com right now. Well, Christmas is in the air now, isn't it? 23 days and counting, 3 weeks of school left before a two-week vacation. We've got 3 weekends left to shop and only one more paycheck between now and December 25th. Just heard the letter there from the Box Tops. Canada Post says your kids have till next Monday to mail their letter to Santa in order to get a response back in time from the North Pole. Traditionally, the post office also suggests that this is the best week to ensure your Christmas cards get to their destination. So if you want to get them out this week, you're pretty much guaranteed they'll arrive on time. Although technically they say December 20th is the cutoff to assure they arrive domestically. But it really does. We heard Sarah Mell's commentary a few moments ago about Christmas cards, and she likes the photo cards of the family. It blows my mind that the aisle where cards are sold never seems to shrink. And why does that blow my mind? Are there really that many people still buying cards? They're not exactly cheap now, right? The cheapest, what, maybe $5? The nicer ones creep towards 10? And sure, you can find the odd deal for a box of Christmas cards. But honestly, I'm genuinely surprised that the aisle with all the cards hasn't really shrunk a lot over the years in stores. I don't send cards anymore, which is why I probably get only maybe one or two in the mail, usually from my elderly relatives. How about you? Do you still mail out cards at Christmas? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. I buy gift cards occasionally and write a little note on those, but usually I'm personally handing those out to whomever I might want to give a gift card. Maybe this year it'll be Frank, my producer. Buying actual cards now, practically, well, I can't remember the last time I bought a card. And besides, when you get a card at a birthday or a bunch of cards at Christmas all at once, let's be honest. Do you even read the card? If they don't have a personal note written inside, do you read the card? I bet not. You're probably looking, just as I am, for a handwritten note or a gift card to fall out and move on. But I don't know. How are you doing? Are you sending out Christmas cards still? 1-877-300-7275. Hey, tonight's the night City Hall will go all Clark Griswold.
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Hey, they light the lights in front of City Hall tonight between 6 and 8. It's free. There's going to be a horse-drawn wagon ride, outdoor games, music, free hot chocolate, Santa, of course. Speaking of Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation, one of two must watch for me over the holiday season, the other being Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Vacation is 36 years old this week, Christmas Vacation. Streaming just about everywhere now, and I know the CBC will always air it on a Sunday night prior to Christmas if you want to PVR it, but nobody gets as worked up at missing a holiday bonus like Clark Griswold.
I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Chevy Chase's legendary rant from Christmas Vacation about his boss. That movie, 36 years old this week. Incidentally, the whole cast stood off camera wearing signs with single words like greedy and heartless to help him nail that in one take. A hilarious insult and iconic speech in one take. Had light, dusty, and snow overnight. You're not shoveling yet. You never know. Maybe by the end of the day, we could be later this evening after work. There's light snow off and on through the day expected. And windy. Gusts up to 50. Highways could turn a little icy with those two mixed together. We'll wait and see. But that's in the forecast at the moment right now. Dewdney Avenue opened up yesterday, as we told you, and pretty much wrapped up the construction season officially. That is $244 million spent on improving almost 30 kilometers of roads and over 10 kilometers of sidewalks in Regina. It was all capped off, as I mentioned, with that fancy new Dewdney Avenue opening yesterday. And a lot of the local businesses along that strip between Albert and Broad smiling after it reopened. 2 years is long enough.
The future's bright. Warehouse District, Dewdney Avenue is the place to be.
There's Mark Heisey at Rebellion Brewing, who, like all the others, completely closed off the last 8 months from any traffic driving by. Heck, at one point, he said even Canada Post stopped delivering mail. They weren't even on strike at the time.
Canada Post shut off our mail because they said they could not figure out how to deliver our mail.
Heise also says he has high hopes for the rail yard's renewal project across the street, too, to further enhance the area. There's always conversations about what is going to happen to the rail yards, right? And I told you a few weeks ago in conversations with Mr. Semple, who owns the Pats there, he was suggesting that, you know what, a new arena would look good in the rail yards. Even throughout a date, maybe 2030, it's going to take private money, that is for sure. And even the 5,000-seat Red Sox ballpark, that was also thrown into the mix by Mr. Semple when we last heard from him a few weeks ago at a breakfast that we were at. Who knows? If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be that man there. And some assistants, I'm sure, here too. But Regina City budget talks underway right now with just going over the paperwork to make tough decisions when they get to work on the 15th year. And one idea now that could save some money is, well, the lease or closing the Optimus of Kinsmen Arenas. Optimus and Kinsmen Arenas. Two of the coldest rinks in all of Regina. I would not miss ever having to sit in either one of those rinks. But I can tell you, I know the Elbert Park Community Association. They're doing their best to say, hey, you know, they can't lose the Optimus Arena. And I agree with them. But come on. I don't think they would ever. I can't imagine the city closing down the Optimus and Kinsmen. At least not now. Ice is at a premium. There's no way we could lose those rinks. That's just my feeling, but I don't see them doing away with it. But I understand why the Elbert Park Community Association is a little concerned that it's even mentioned as one of the cuts. We don't know. Well, after losing a re-election campaign, former mayor Sandra Masters landing as chief of staff and communications for Premier Scott Moe. It's now official. She'll make more than $14,000 a month, or just over $170,000 a year, which is a lot more than she was making as mayor. Congratulations, Sandra Masters. Coming up with Kevin Martell, Gardens Medical Clinic, just off Broad near Wascana Lake, apparently closed now due to lack of doctors. And understandably, some patients are upset. You're going to hear from some patients and the health minister's reaction, all coming up here at 6:30 with Kevin Martell. And Canada's only team on the ice in the NHL last night, the Jets, pounded by the Sabres 5-1, Winnipeg's fifth loss in six games. They started out so well on a huge winning streak, and now not doing quite as well. They miss Connor Hellebuck in goal, right? He's out because of knee surgery. He's going to be out for a few more weeks, too. It's going to be a busy few months ahead for Canadian hockey fans. I'll tell you that. The World Juniors will get underway in a few weeks from now, and NHL players are soon going to be off to the Olympics in February for the first time in years. But a lot of questions still being put forth on who should be on that Team Canada. TSN's director of scouting, Craig Button, joined the Green Zone yesterday. He said both Connor Bedard and Macklin Celebrini are locked into the Olympic team in his mind, but what about their performance over the last pass, say, 30 days or not? Has that changed his mind?
Celebrini was for me a month ago. For Bedard, I think that he was a player that, you know, it had started out great. A month of that level of hockey is great, but you got to continue to show that you're capable of doing that over a consistent basis. The margin for error at the Olympics is very thin. The mistakes are far and few between. So you got to make sure that you have a consistency in your game, a dependability and reliability in your game. I think that Connor Bedard has shown that.
I think he has, too. I think it's a no-brainer now, Connor Bedard. He is going to be joining Team Canada. Meanwhile, when it comes to the World Juniors, Hockey Canada is going to hold in a traditional selection camp this year, but a shorter training camp instead. And Greg Button is a fan of that move.
I think they've recognized sometimes the error of their ways, and now they're saying, we're not going to put ourselves in that position. We're going to make the decisions on who we feel are the players that are best suited to help us try to compete for a gold medal, and let's go.
And the team will include presumed number one pick, Gavin McKenna.
Gavin McKenna is not coming into this tournament to try to show what he is as a draft prospect. He's coming into this tournament to try to help Canada compete for a gold, to be at his very best, to do the things that he does exceptionally well.
Greg Button off TSN on the Green Zone yesterday. And the World Juniors training camp will take place starting next week. The 12th, Friday, begins. Well, the Canadian Olympic team will need to be decided by New Year's Eve. Hey, how about that Patriots last night? Make it 10 wins in a row for the New England Patriots. They beat the Giants 33-15 last night in Monday Night Football. The Patriots are now a league best 11-2. The Giants have the reverse record. The Giants making headlines this morning for all the wrong reasons. It's as if they recreated that scene where Lucy's holding the ball for Charlie Brown and then pulls it away as he goes to kick. Well, you'll see it in your social media feeds everywhere. Giants kicker goes to kick a field goal and completely misses like Charlie Brown. Unbelievable. All right, Santa's Anonymous, needing your support. If you have not yet dropped off a new unwrapped toy in any one of our toy bins, hopefully you will do that before next Thursday. That's our cutoff for Santa's Anonymous. And we're behind as we have more kids than we have toys right now. And we're not in a desperate need, but we're definitely well aware that we need to really amp it up with your support here. So if you can, go to cjme.com. There's a list of all the toy bins scattered around Regina right now. And get your new unwrapped toy for as young as a baby or all the way up to age 12. 9 to 12-year-olds, we have a tough time. Those older kids, a lot of them gamers. And Lego's always popular too. But if you can help us out, drop off a new unwrapped toy before the next Thursday deadline, we'd love for that to happen so that something like, I think we almost have 3,500 kids on a list right now, on a waiting list, growing with the Salvation Army. And we're somewhere in the middle, half of that right now with toys. So we got a big gap to close, and we got one more weekend to do it. So if you can't help us out with Santa's Anonymous into the 56th year, toy cutoff is next Thursday. CJME News Time now is 627.